Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your WOW Rap. My prayer for us today is for insight and understanding, not only for our current challenges, but for our future seasons of life. I hope that we will trust God unconditionally, with uncontainable joy and perfect peace, as the King of our hearts. May the prayer of our hearts be for God to awaken a deep desire inside of us to gain godly wisdom and discernment, to know good from evil and right from wrong. May our eyes be opened to see how to encourage others through wise words of hope and love, and through acts of kindness as we navigate through the seasons of our lives. Our scripture for today is from Ecclesiastes 3 verses 1 to 8. For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to turn away, a time to search and a time to quit searching, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be quiet and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. So let us be determined this week to understand that there is a season for everything. There is a specific time and purpose for all aspects of our lives. Our loving Heavenly Father gracefully gives us a choice, peace and contentment as we trust Him, or strive and struggle as we try to figure things out on our own. Let's trust for good discernment at this time and in this season. Let's ask Him to help us embrace the different seasons of life, whether easy and sweet or hard and challenging. May we take time to hear God's voice and direction, and let Him fill us with peace, joy, and hope as we continue our journey. May we not run too fast or too slow, or find ourselves distracted and missing the beauty of the season we are in. Let's lean in to the loving and grace-filled rhythm of God's heart for us, His children. And let us ask Him for wisdom and good discernment. With different seasons come new and interesting challenges. But through Jesus and as children of God, we have the most amazing gift of the Holy Spirit living inside of us. In each moment, we can choose to act foolishly or wisely, in a worldly or a godly manner, with bitterness or with joy, from a place of conflict or one of peace, demonstrating pain or showing kindness, in hate or in love, and filled by despair or by hope. May we ask God to bless us through His Spirit with a fresh revelation and yearning for more godly wisdom in our lives. We should long to be able to discern good from evil and right from wrong, giving us the courage to repent from our selfish ways as we turn to Him to restore us. His desire is for us to live wisely and according to His beautiful design for our lives. And may we go out and encourage those around us with hope and joy that we find in Jesus. Let's ask God to show us those who need an uplifting word to deposit truth and life into their hearts and minds. May we allow the Holy Spirit to work mightily in and through us to be change agents, bringing hope, love, peace and kindness into the lives of others. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Heavenly Father, we praise and worship You and love You with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We want to say thank You for Your love for us. Thank you for the gift of your beloved Son, our precious Lord Jesus. Help us to love one another the way you love them. Help us to obey your command and to live out one another's of Scripture. Please fill us abundantly and continuously with your Holy Spirit.
Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to rejoice in the fact that we have the Holy Spirit within us. And with the Holy Spirit comes your fruits, and patience being one of them. And patience helping us to deal with the world we live in, and helping us to draw near to you and just be close to you, and just be to make sure that we are in pace with you. It doesn't matter what rhythm or what speed the world is moving at, we just need to be in rhythm with you so that we can be close to you and that we can live out your purpose for our lives.
Lord Jesus, we just want to repent and really turn back to you and say, Lord, forgive us for any ideas or things that we believe that is not from you. And Lord, help us to fall into your perfect rhythms of grace. Lord, your perfect rhythm of love. And Lord, help us to also live in your plan and your design of goodness and love for this world. And help us to bring restoration wherever we go.
Father, I thank you that we want your will in our lives. And I pray that you would help us to hear you clearly today. To hear you saying, just continue as you are. Or, no, step away from this and do this. Or, step back and be still. Lord, may we be brave and courageous to be obedient to your word in our lives today, in this season.
Lord, thank you that we can know that all wisdom and knowledge of the truth comes from you. Thank you that we have free access to it through our King Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that you awaken a deep hunger and thirst for your wisdom in our hearts, and that we will really value your truth over what the world is shouting. We trust you when you say that you give it to us freely when we ask. Father, so please come and do that. We come to your throne with boldness and ask this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.